KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms a possibility, mainly later this afternoon, and a high around 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Topping the news, you may recall that back on April 12th, it was announced that a case of coronavirus or COVID-19 had been confirmed in Cass County. Officials with the Cass County Public Health on Thursday announced the patient has since recovered. Public Health Director Beth Olson said, with his permission, we're happy to report that Cass County resident John Stokes has recovered from COVID-19. In late March, John traveled out of state and then traveled home in Cass County about 2 weeks ago. When his symptoms worsened, he sought care in a safe way. When asked about his experience of the Cass County health system, Stokes is said to have said reported that the folks at the hospital were angels. They were very caring, very comforting. Even when they had to check on me during the middle of the night, they were very gentle, very kind. From Paul, the nurse practitioner, to all the nurses, straight down to the kitchen, they were all very patient and the food was fantastic. When he was discharged from CCHS, a small group of staff lined the hallways to celebrate Stokes' recovery and his return home. Many residents of the county may be wondering if they were potentially exposed to COVID-19 through John Stokes. Beth Olson said, through our investigation, we didn't find any significant risk to the public. If we had, we would contact individuals one-on-one. In this case, that wasn't necessary. While the case is over, she says it's still important for residents to continue making prevention their first priority. Olson said, we don't want people to gain a false sense of security and ease up on their social distancing practices or other preventative measures. We know that COVID-19 is widespread in the state, and we all have a role to play in minimizing that spread here in Cass County. Well, a traffic stop at around 2:30 this morning in Red Oak resulted in an OWI arrest. Police say 26-year-old Benjamin Lee Adams of Red Oak was taken into custody for OWI first offense in the 1800 block of North 6th Street. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Police in Creston say a man was arrested on burglary and other charges Thursday. Austin Jones of Creston was taken into custody for burglary in the first degree, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and willful injury. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $31,000. And a Creston man reported to police on Thursday that sometime between Tuesday and Thursday, someone entered his vehicle that was parked in the 300 block of West Adams Street. Nothing was reported missing, and an unknown amount of damage was conducted to the vehicle. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Public Health Department have reported two new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total number of case positives there to 20. 17 patients have recovered from the virus. Two are self-isolating at home. And as we previously mentioned, there was one death. Now, the two latest cases and current cases are persons between the ages of 41 and 60. One is a male, the other is female. One had pre-existing conditions and contact with an existing COVID-19 case. The other has no pre-existing conditions and no contact with an existing case. They were tested on April 18th and 20th, respectively. Both are self-isolating at home. Health officials are conducting contact tracing investigations and are in communication with the IDPH. All four Iowans serving in the U.S. House have voted for a plan to plug more money into the small business loan program that ran out of money last week. Democratic Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer from Dubuque says $60 billion in the bill is reserved for community-based banks and credit unions.
These are the ones that are out there lending to our small businesses, the ones who need not just $1 million, but might need $10,000 or $15,000 to keep, maybe it's five employees employed and on the payroll. And to be frank, those were the ones that were being left out in the last package.
The Paycheck Protection Program was designed to help small businesses with fewer than 500 employees keep making payroll, but a loophole let large hotel and restaurant chains get loans. Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, says the $60 billion reserved for community banks will provide loans to the kind of mom-and-pop businesses that are crucial in rural Iowa.
Our one- and two-person-owned shops on Main Street in our communities, our restaurants, individual contractors, those types of people need the funding.
The bill also provides $75 billion for hospitals. Axne says this is a difficult time for hospitals.
They're laying people off. They don't know how they're going to cover their operating expenses because there aren't elective surgeries and things like that happening. So we've got to shore those up so they can keep their doors open.
Republican Congressman Steve King of Chiron says the $25 billion for expanded COVID-19 testing is an important part of the package because testing will help to determine the best methods for reopening the economy. Total price tag for the package is $484 billion. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has suggested it may be time to quit adding to the federal deficit. Congresswoman Finkenauer says while the debt is obviously a concern, shoring up the economy is a higher priority right now.
We are in a horrible situation where our working families and our Americans all across the country and locally are scared and need assistance. And this is the time where the federal government should be stepping up.
Congressman Dave Loebsack, a Democrat from Iowa City, said he's pleased the House and Senate came together in a bipartisan way to send the bill to President Trump. Iowa Republicans Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst voted for the package when it passed the U.S. Senate earlier this week. Well, TPI Composites in Newton is temporarily halting production at its wind blade manufacturing plant there as employees are being tested for COVID-19. Randy Van reports from Newton.
Plant General Manager Josh Shilman says that TPI proactively reached out to the governor's office to discuss an enhanced COVID-19 testing plan after 28 confirmed new cases were reported among the plant's workforce during the past week. TPI expects the voluntary pause in production to last until the middle of next week. This will allow for another deep clean of the facility and to implement a more rigorous testing plan for all Newton associates. Newton plant workers will be paid during the production pause, and TPI also plans to provide protective masks to its associates' family members for use at home.
And ethanol producer ADM says it is idling production at its corn ethanol plants in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Columbus, Nebraska, furloughing 90 employees in each facility for at least 4 months. The company says low consumer demand for gasoline also has dramatically cut demand for corn-based ethanol, which is blended into gasoline. ADM says it's focusing on cash flow and diverting some of its resources to other products that are in higher demand, such as alcohol for hand sanitizer. The plants each have a capacity of about 300 million gallons a year, among the largest plants of their type in the nation. In the funeral announcements, Charlie Leroy Allen, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday. A private family funeral service for Charlie Allen will be today at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Melanie Schuring, age 35, of Grimes, died Sunday. A private family funeral service will be held for Melanie Schuring on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Edith Clark, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Services for Edith Clark are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Betty Stewart, age 94, of Shelby, died Tuesday. Services for Betty Stewart will be held at a later date with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home assisting the family. Eddie Dorsett, age 83, of Panora, died Wednesday at his home. Cremation has taken place, and a private family graveside service for Eddie Dorsett will be held in the Richland Township Cemetery in rural Bagley. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Dale Peters, age 76, of Omaha, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Dale Richard Peters will be held at a later date. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.